Welcome to Heart Notes. From acoachforyourheart.com, here's Ed McShane.
When we're not feeling well, we tend to eat healthfully. Sickness illuminates our appetites. We drink tea instead of coffee. We eat soup instead of bread. We consume honey instead of sugar. We turn down the music. We speak in low tones. We walk a little more deliberately. We rest as we're able, and we catch up on our reading. We're not often angry. Instead, if anything, we're annoyed. Illness disables us just a little. Gross motor coordination seems more awkward. Thoughts become a little cloudy, and taking care of ourselves is a challenge. We can't do what we need to do other than lie down and take deliberate steps from the bed to the bathroom. A state of emotional change moves in, even for a couple of days. We let go of the controls. The dial of urgency over things, events, even thoughts, is turned down from 9 to 1. We accept help, we give ourselves time, and we sleep as needed. We do very little to interrupt the course of healing, however it may travel, and we do what we can to get out of its way. Why don't we live all our lives this way all the time? Letting go, speaking softly, receding from the urgency of life, and eating more soup sounds like a life we want to live every day. Add some flowers, a nice quilt, and some eastern-facing windows, and you've got a great foundation for a peaceful life. Illness, in its own odd way, reintroduces us to the components of how we should live, away from the noises and the stress that we so often overlook and often accept as part of our weekly routine. We need to look at these aspects of healing as genuine opportunities for change. This week, take a few hours to engage in all the behaviors that help heal you while you're sick. You'll reset your priorities from doing what you should to doing what you need.
For more Heart Notes, subscribe to the podcast or visit Ed McShane online at acoachforyourheart.com.